الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. We compared three types of what we can call knowledge. This is not knowledge also. This experience of man, knowledge is only one of Quran and Hadith, that which is absolute, that which can never change any way whatsoever, that knowledge of Allah Ta'ala. Then we explained about dunya's knowledge, and we explained about secular knowledge. Secular, that I hope we have understood, that is totally haram. That is all that knowledge in which Allah does not feature at all. That means man does everything. Man is in the control of everything. Secularism is, in other words, atheism, in which Allah does not have. With regard to worldly knowledge, which Islamic schools try and endeavor to impart, but they cannot be successful. It will come to secular. But even if it is worldly knowledge, then the two, worldly knowledge and Islamic knowledge, the two of them cannot go together either. The one overtakes the other. And almost in all cases we saw that the worldly knowledge overtakes the Islamic knowledge. Whether you have Islamic schools or like Islamic universities, Aligarh Muslim University, many universities in Pakistan, etc. Because by nature, my man inclines more to materialism. And he gives preference to that. If there is a very strong man at the helm, at the control of affairs, and he maintains proper Islamic system, but he is not going to, one man alone cannot do everything also. In his youth he can use his power, but afterwards old age overtakes him and he needs the support of other people. And other people inevitably are those who give preference to dunya's knowledge. One day he has to die. When he's dead, he's buried with all his ideologies. And those people who are in charge now, they run everything then according to materialism, according to worldly things. So the two cannot go together. And we have seen that over and over. The Islamic school in Azadwal, when it started, I myself was a founder member, but within a few months I had to resign because I see things are not in our control. The name only is Islamic, but it isn't Islamic at all. Now all other things are happening. So this is what happens with that. That is with what is called worldly knowledge, which is permissible and which is a necessity, and it should be only to the extent of necessity. Otherwise, the object is our Islamic education. Then if we, this was in a more broader sense, the three branches that we tried and explained. Then within Islamic education, that is our dini education, in the world from a long time, we find different types of method and matter of what is being taught. For example, one of the oldest universities, which is now known only as a university, Azhar University in Cairo, which was also a pure Islamic institute. It wasn't meant for any secular education. But today, there is Islamic education, but it is dunya's education is dominant over it. And that is what it is more known for, and the students are more for worldly education than for Islamic education. Then not very long ago, we have Medina University, where it is a pure Islamic university, teaching Islamic subjects, but the matter what they teach, and the method they we teach in, that we want to discuss. Compared to that side Azhar, what is known famously in the world, the Azhar of the East, that is Darul Uloom Deoband, where the method is that of our Akabir and our Aslaf. Not only the method, but the matter also what is being taught. That is also completely different, and inshallah we will discuss that. And then in India, we have for example Lucknow, which is also our madrasa, but it is also more of based on a little modern line. The method of teaching also is different from what our Akabir says, and the matter what they teach is also different. So understand now this in our Islamic environment. That was on a more broader scale as far as dunya is concerned. But in our what we call Islamic, then there are also various methods, and the matter which is taught, which is also different everywhere. So one great difference which is very clear in the eyes of the whole world, not only in our eyes, we are for our Akabir and our Aslaf, and we'll give our lives for them. But not only in our eyes, but in the eyes of other people also. That, for example, Azhar, there is no second Azhar in the world. Islamic University of Medina, there is no second Islamic university in the world. Darul Uloom Deoband, the world is filled up with Darul Uloom Deobands. Darul Uloom Deoband has not only produced ulama, but has produced Darul Ulooms in the world. Wherever you will go, you will find institutes on the basis, and people will, it comes out just naturally from them. This reminds us of Darul Uloom Deoband. Also, the founder of Darul Uloom Deoband, Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah. And about the same time, Sir Sayyid founded Aligarh University. And the two went in different directions. The intentions of both are very sublime. Sir Sayyid also, his intention was very good. But from here also we understand intention alone is not sufficient. The intention must be correct and the effort also must be correct. Like for example, a person's intention is very good that the rich people are not giving zakat to the poor and the poor are suffering. So he goes to the rich and he forces them, steals from them. He takes out their zakat. He doesn't use 1 cent for himself. And only the zakat he takes from them. And he gives it all to the poor. His intention is very good. But the method he's doing is not acceptable. It won't be acceptable. So like that, Sir Sayyid had very good intentions. But his method was not correct. And we find that there is no other, no Aligarh University in the world also. It hasn't produced anything. Whereas Darul Uloom Deoband, the world it has. And that is not only in our eyes, but Abdullah ibn Subayyil, Rahimahullah, the Imam, the old Imam of the Haram of Makkah Sharif, he himself has said, 2/3 of the whole world's Muslims, Dini Khidmat is being done by Ulama-i Deoband. Today, the West, their only target is Darul Uloom Deoband. They know this is that which is in our way. In order to subdue the Muslims, and not only subdue, but to convert them to Christianity. And they don't wish your good by making you a Christian, that you will get salvation in the Akhirah, that Isa alayhi salam will intercede for you. It is just a political tool to control the world. It isn't at all any which they wish good for the local people of any country, whether they be Asians, whether they be Africans or anything. It is only a political tool. They also know our stumbling block is Darul Uloom Deoband. The ideology and the method of Darul Uloom Deoband is in our way. So everyone acknowledges us, from the non-Muslims, from our enemies, from those people who differ in our method and who don't follow our akabir, the Salafis for example, Abdullah ibn Subayyil, but they all acknowledge that Darul Uloom. So this is that method which Allah Ta'ala has given us, and it is, as I have mentioned I think, it is a very simple method, not much effort, and the results are very great. And that is in line with the mizaj of deen. For example, for dunya, there are a lot of people who make effort. They're working so hard. Then 90% or more of the world working from night to day, but they can't make ends meet. To make a few rands, there are so many people who make effort. They may have seen some money, but then something goes wrong. And all that money is lost also. So much of effort for dunya, and finally, even the richest man, when he leaves this dunya, he'll take nothing of dunya with him. On the other side, the effort of deen is such, one time, subhanallah, tamla'ul mizan. It will fill your whole pan on the day of qiyamah, on your pan of good deeds. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, tamla'u, o tamla'ani ma bayna as-sama'i wal-ard. So hardly any effort. And it will stay with you wherever you are. You don't have to go and open a banking account to bank it in. You don't have to make deposits every time you make amal. It is all done for you. And it is deposited in the bank of Akhirah, which will be forever and ever. So like deen, ad-deenu yusrun, deen is so easy. Just like that, the effort of deen is also very easy. It doesn't require a lot of money. It doesn't require big buildings, computers and all these things. So that was the tariqah of ulama of Deoband. In their dressing style, simple. Their teaching method, simple. And everything of this. And the results so great. The Arunam Jeevan has overpowered the whole world today. Whether you go to America or you go to Australia, whether you go to Africa or you go to Europe, you will find Darul Uloom is everywhere. But that simple method. So this is our method. Inshallah, further we'll discuss other points with regard to this as well.